All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain, yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn certain I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. We begin this week with a post from Little New Things that likens participation on Steemit to choices made at a party. She explores several ways that your interactions on the platform have an impact on your rewards and relationships. The post entitled Survive in Steemit Long Term is a fascinating look at how Steemit compares to other decisions we make outside the cyber world. 2018 is upon us, and Steemit has not been short of posts about the new year. But why does user Sultan Papper tell us to throw out our New Year resolutions? He begins by challenging our understanding of the word resolution, and ends with a challenge to simply ask yourself, am I doing the best that I can? A question that can apply to almost any situation. This New Year's edition of A Daily Dose of Sultan Papper is entitled, Did You Make a List of New Year's Resolutions? Throw it away now. I encourage you to read it, as you just may find a bit of wisdom you weren't expecting. It's been cold here this week across the United States, but user Tattoo J reminded us of summer with his post, Beach Wednesday, Missing Summer. However, a post that begins with a lovely sunset photo ends by asking the classic question, why do weathermen still have jobs if they're wrong all the time? Jay's thoughts resonate with many of us as we look ahead to more cold weather. Tuesdays are for trees, as it would seem, and a Panama Mama delivered this week with some fantastic photos of the native trees in the region of Panama where she resides. Her post, Pine Trees in Panama, Tree Tuesday, gives us an interesting look into the local foliage, reminding us that pine trees live alongside the many orange trees, eucalyptus trees, and banana plants that one may normally associate with Panama. We end today with a look at Steam's use across the globe. Steam Engine passenger Pensif has been working hard to compile a growing list of businesses, both online and off, that accept Steam as a form of payment. On the list, you'll find a variety of businesses, including coffee shops, motorcycle repair, online arts and crafts, and travel. His post, Steam Commerce, Businesses Accepting Payment in Steam, version 2, for January 3rd, 2018, is a great place to start if you're curious about what your Steam can get you when you aren't online. The Steam Engine Express features five of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine Initiative each week across the Steemit platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on Steemit.com. That's all for this episode. I hope you'll catch the next Express.